T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Newest member of the 49ers comes on to the Morning Roast from Philadelphia. Big boy number 97. 4 years, $84 million, $40 million guaranteed. He's swimming in new money, and now he's on the Morning Roast. Jay, look, before we even start, because there's a lot of confusion with your name, yeah, and we want to make sure you get it right, because we don't need you sacking us here on the airwaves. Javon Hargrave, correct? Javon, not Javon.
Yes. Yes, it's Javon. It's Javon.
Javon, welcome to the West Coast from your West Coast aficionados, Joe Shasky, yeah, the Butcher, and Bonte Hill. We appreciate the time this morning. First of all, how you feeling on the West Coast? What is it like being on the West Coast? I know you've been East your entire career,
sticker
going back
shock
to North Carolina, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. What has it been like on the West Coast so far?
I ain't been down that much. I only been there for a couple of days, but one, I just see how sunny it is most of the days. So that's just a big thing to me, especially you know, living in Pittsburgh and stuff like that. It was cloudy a lot and a lot of snow, so I'm just happy to be, you know, at the warm weather, some good weather.
Let's go.
For the first time.
Let's go. All right, take me back. I want to know about, like, what you're interested in and all those things, and talk about your basketball career. But take me back to the NFC Championship game. All right, you guys take out Brock Purdy. I mean, me and B are like in the second or third row.
Yeah, we're
and
there.
I'm watching Purdy on the sideline. I'm going, oh my God, he's hurt. I mean, you guys in that game. Do you really think? I mean, now I know you're part of the Niners now, but take me back. Do you guys really think?
He tried to set you up right away. It's not me, it's Shasky here.
Hey, Gravedigger, I looked at that defensive line, and I turned to Bonte, and I go, that might be the largest defensive line I've ever seen in my life.
Javon, real quick, before you answer, Jay, we watched you guys warm up right in front of us.
Humongous.
And I saw you. I saw Sue, I saw Joseph, I saw Fletcher Cox, I saw Davis out of Georgia, we saw Redick, we said, that's the biggest
one.
And it's you, and we remember you from 2021, you were blowing up screens against us in week 2. You guys are monsters, man. You're laughing, but you know it's true, right?
Yeah, we got some monsters over there. Yeah, we definitely were pretty good on that D-line.
Well, we're happy that you're over here. Yeah, we got to take a piece away from Philadelphia.
On the D-line, that's a funny thing.
Hey, so what's it like? You've worked with some great players. I mean, some great. Fletcher Cox is an all-time legend. I don't know how many people recognize him as such, but he is. I mean, that's what he is. You have some, obviously, Redick on one side. Sweat was on the other at times. Now you get to go with Nick Bosa and Eric Armstead. Well, are you excited for that?
Oh, yeah. That was one of my big reasons for coming. You know, just during my career, I just had a lot of great players around me. With, you know, like you said, Fletch, BG, Sweat. Even going back to Pittsburgh with Cam Tua, EJ, and Bud. I just know what it takes to win. And that's just being around a lot of great players and being able to work together. So, I mean, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. You know, got the Defensive Player of the Year. Got Armstead. I mean, we got a deep defensive line over here, too.
No doubt.
It's just exciting to be a part of something special.
So have you talked with Nick Bosa? Because we walked up to Nick Bosa on a variety of times, and it's usually like, hey, man, how you doing? It's me, Nick Bosa, Defensive Player of the Year. He just, the voice doesn't fit the body.
No, I haven't really talked to him. Like, you know, it's been kind of through text messages and stuff. I'm pretty sure we going to meet when I get down there. I haven't been around there a lot yet. I've been back in North Carolina working out right now.
Well, yeah, we saw you there with the Gucci and the big Cuban links around your neck.
He was looking
Javon Hargrave here on the Morning Roast, your newest member of the 49ers. Now, take us back to your days at a small college, South Carolina State. You were a third-round pick out of South Carolina State, and now you're at this point as one of the better defensive linemen in football. Take us back to your college days, man. Did you have the NFL in your future? What made you go to South Carolina State? Because I'm sure there's a lot of big schools who are thinking now, damn, we whiffed on this one.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, that was really my only offer coming out. I had a lot of interest, but not really any offers. I actually had to sit out a semester after my senior year and come to South Carolina State in the spring to start spring ball. So I was really behind a year when I went to South Carolina State. And I think that was a big thing for me. I've seen people from my school go to the league, getting drafted, and a lot of people just being undrafted, but I just knew I had a chance and a shot because I've seen other people do it, so I knew it was a chance for me to be able to do it. So I just put my head down and got the work.
Now, you played basketball in high school? Because when I watched your film, Baldy got so excited, but right. Brian Baldinger, he's like, look at the short area quickness and look how fast this guy is. And then I read this article that you played basketball in high school, and I'm like, oh, that makes total sense. So what's up with the basketball career? Why'd you ditch that?
I mean, I was only 6'2". I was good coming up until I started running to them 7-footers. I like to brag about it. I had like 900 points in high school.
What?
Almost, you know,
so who?
97 points away from 1,000. So
what? So hold on, Javon. So who was your game comparable to? Was it a little Steph? Was
Kyle
it a little
Lowry?
Clay?
Nah, I ain't gonna exaggerate now. It was more like that Charles Barkley Zion.
Wait a minute here. You say that like they were some ballers. Charles Barkley's
undersized.
So were you yamming on guys? Yeah.
I could, yeah. I wasn't yamming on nobody, but I was yamming.
So he's like the round mound of rebound, man. Charles Barkley. This is so good.
I could get all the little trash buckets, all the rebounds, and put it back.
How was your handles?
It was decent. I wouldn't get ripped, though.
Nobody was yelling cookies on you, huh?
you know how, like, Zion and them, they know how to use their body to kind of shield off the defender from ripping the ball, but I ain't got no crazy handle or nothing.
We got to get you back out here for these playoff games at Chase Center. Have you ever been to a Warriors game?
Y'all was talking before. I'm a big Warriors fan.
Well,
I was really hurt when they lost last night too.
Oh, trust me, I was too.
Tell them.
Yeah. I'm not in humble brag, but I'm the pre and post game show host for Warriors pre and post game live. So I'm always out there at Chase Center. Then I wake my ass up 5 hours later to do this radio show. So we've been covering the Warriors for a long time. I've been blessed to cover them for the last 10 years and seeing all the championships. I'm telling you, you're going to get there. You're going to get the standing ovation and it's going to be a vibe. It's not like Sixer games. Wells Fargo Center has nothing out Chase Center, Javon.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, so I'm already knowing. That was one of the things I got excited about when I was coming out here. Like, ooh, I finally get to go to a game. That's what I'm saying. You got to get in that seat for fifth spot.
No doubt.
Look at him.
What's in rotation on your music list right now? Because, you know, Bonte, I'm trying to educate him on Tom Petty, and now he's wearing Pink Floyd.
Yeah,
when we go out to Niner games, he'll, what is it, Shazam?
Oh, yeah, I'll Shazam everything.
Because I don't know any of the Little Baby stuff or Da Baby or any of those. So
Little Uzi Vert. I'm older, Javon. I'm Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Snoop, man. What you guys are playing these days?
Bumping? What are you bumping?
I'm Jay-Z, too, but I'm all a little baby, too, now. I'm a little baby down. A little baby Drake, young boy.
Oh, boy.
I'm all that.
Did you see Debo at half court wearing those big red, like, Iron Man, you know, Mario Brothers shoes? Did you see that?
Nah, I did. But I know what shoes you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
You think you could pull those off?
Nah, that ain't for me.
Right. Since you brought up Devo Shasky, we're talking to Javon Hargrave, newest defensive lineman for the 49ers, coming over from Philadelphia. Spectacular season. Had a spectacular postseason. I got to ask you, there's a lot of chirping, and personally, as a Niner fan, I was a little disappointed in my boys. We had Robbie Gould taking shots at Jalen Hurts. Devo was chirping, and Kittle was chirping. How much did that really motivate you guys going into that NFC title game?
I mean, I think...
You laughing because you know. Tell the truth. This is the truth, sir.
It's all good.
That was something, you know, the coaches put up on the board and kind of like try to give us a little motivation before the game. Just just, you know, reminded us that basically they just say we're a paper team. They were saying we was a paper team and stuff. And, you know, that's some things that people took personal and just wanted to go out there and prove. But, I mean, I think that's all of us. We, you know, when we hear somebody talking down on us, they kind of just give us a little motivation. So I think that was just a little motivation for us in that game.
Yeah. You guys look motivated.
Yeah, you did. You know, the Niners lost, obviously, in the Super Bowl a couple years back. They've lost some heartbreakers. Mm-hmm. You just lost a heartbreaker in the Super Bowl. I mean, that guy Mahomes is unbelievable, isn't he?
Yeah, he the truth now. I knew he was the truth. I hate playing him every time we play him. But that was a tough loss for us. That thing still stings.
I bet it does. How about that field? Because you're going to have to go back to Glendale, Arizona, and play the Cardinals. Obviously, they're in your division.
Like,
so you'll be back at State Farm Insurance Stadium, and hopefully you don't have any flashbacks of that Super Bowl. But how about that field? Because a lot of people, I saw Reddick slipping. I saw everybody slipping. How bad was that turf at that Super Bowl?
I mean, I hate to really make an excuse about the field, but it was pretty bad, though. You just can't really get your feet in the ground on the field. Like I said, we weren't trying to make any excuses about it, but it was just, I don't know, you just couldn't get your real grip. You were just slipping. You were really near the logos, and where all the paint was at was real slippery for us. But it is what it is. We both played on the field, so I can't really make too much of an excuse because we all had to play on it. But I definitely hated it had to be like that, though.
All right, let's do a quick rat-a-tat-tat here. I want to know a little about you, all right? PS5 or Xbox?
PS5.
All right, what you gaming right now?
I've really been off. But if I'm playing, it's usually 2K or Madden.
2K or Madden. Who's your team in 2K? You going LeBron or Steph Curry?
Steph.
Oh, yeah. You got to go with the threes.
All right, Scarface.
I can green bean the shot. I can green bean it.
All right.
All the money.
Scarface or Goodfellas?
Huh?
Scarface or Goodfellas?
Scarface.
Oh, you said that too quickly.
Yeah, he was ready.
Yeah, he was
and
ready.
I got the yayo.
Yeah, no, he was too ready for that one.
I love Scarface.
Let's go. All right, Batman, Superman, or the Marvel Avengers?
Ooh. You mean like the old Batman?
Yeah, whatever.
Or you could go Dark Knight.
Yeah, whatever
go Dark
you like.
Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dark Knight.
Yeah,
Dark Knight's the one. Dark Knight's the one. That's my one right there.
That's too easy.
Now, which one of the Dark Knights do you favor? Do you like the one with the Joker? Or do you like the one with Bane?
Christian Bale.
It's crazy because I like them both, but I like Bane more.
Bane was
I like
hard.
Bane, the Bane one more. I do.
All right.
I like him.
You're a large human being. Trent Williams might be the largest human being I've ever met in my entire life. I mean, like, the guy is humongous. Has Trent reached out to you yet?
Yeah, he was one of the first people to reach out to me when I signed, just to congratulate me and just saying how good of an opportunity it is for me.
Chris Kocerek, defensive line coach. Have you met him and what's your impressions of him? Because he works these D linemen. He gets on that sled.
He's my favorite.
And he's my favorite at training camp. What's your impressions so far, Chris Kocerek? Oh, yeah.
He's exciting. He pissed me saying how excited he is. I can tell he's very energized, but it's funny if he's going to be out there pushing the sled.
He's on top of that sled, and he's like, Chet, go! And you guys are getting off. And, like, Nick Bosa is so crazy. He'll get beat, and he jumps right back into the line.
Yes.
It's almost like he's Lattimore from the program, right? It's just like, I don't know if
really?
He ever wants Yeah, oh, man, it's wild. Because Coach Sarah's going to work you there on that slide, on that sled, no doubt.
No, I could tell. I could tell the energy just talking to him on the phone. I could tell. I could definitely tell.
Who talks more smack, Fred Warner or George Kittle?
I ain't really see. I mean, I done heard George on the, like the mic'd up and stuff like that, and Fred. So I ain't really. I don't know. I haven't seen him. I haven't been out there with him. So I know they talk. I don't never be around George them when I talk to Josh anyway, because I'm in the inside. I don't know about that one.
What about Debo talking that track? Debo's swaggy too. Ooh. I think you and Debo are gonna hit it off.
Yeah, Debo's our guy.
You said he's swagging?
Oh, yeah, he's swagging. You know he's swagging.
I just put a little something on, man.
All right, so what's the thing that you bought yourself from the last contract or this contract that, you know, you're not embarrassed about and you're not ashamed, but you realize, like, yeah, I splurged a little. Was it a chain? Yeah. Was it a home? Was there a vehicle? Is it a boat? What did you buy that was fun?
Well, I ain't really buy too much on this contract. I did more for my parents, but last contract I built me a house, and I bought me some cars. I bought me a Range and a Mercedes.
Ooh. See, that's what I'm talking about here. Because let me tell you something, J-Bob. It's right up my alley. Because let me tell you something. So working on television and radio, the checks have been nice for you, boy. It's been a good run, and I'm going to ride it till it lasts. I went on a European extravaganza last year for 17 days, so I'm saying, if you got it, you got it. Go ahead and splurge. There's nothing wrong with that. So if you got the Range, what size are the ribs? Did you get it? Did you get the murder tits? Tell us about the car. Now, we don't want to, don't give us a license plate. We don't want people showing you off, but we all about them cars, man. We love the flashy cars.
I got a Maybach, all black Maybach. Oh, it's dark, it's all black. It's black rims, black everything. It ain't nothing but black on the Maybach. And the Range is kind of, it's green, you know, windows tinted.
Oh, yeah. What he green?
4G.
Oh, my God.
You're already one of my favorites, man.
I love this.
We got to ride.
Who gave you the Gravedigger nickname?
Yeah, that's an awesome nickname.
That was my defensive coordinator in college. He kind of gave me the Gravedigger. He was going off. I guess he didn't want to call me my real name because I was a freshman. So it was Graveyard at first. But then I started getting sacks, and he flipped a grave digger. And then I put it on Instagram, and it just kind of took off from there.
Who's the guy in the league who talks the most smack to you that was kind of surprising?
It's funny because I didn't know he talked so much until I came on the scene. It's BG, Brandon Graham, really? From Philly.
Mm.
He talked junk. But he's such a good person, so you wouldn't expect him to talk much junk if you know him for real, but he gonna let after you.
No doubt. Javon Hargrave here on the Morning Rose on 95.7 The Game with Shasky and Bonte. We're loving it. Newest member of the 49ers. 4-year, $84 million contract, $40 million guaranteed. Now, I got to ask you about the food because we're out there in Philadelphia and we're in our Niners gear and Eagle fans are something else. We'll get to them in a second. But the Philly cheesesteaks. And the lobster rolls out there in Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're on here.
Are you going to miss those cheesesteaks out there?
I hate to say, I wasn't big on cheesecakes, but they were good. I wasn't the biggest fan of cheesecakes.
Hey, you know what? You fit right in because you're coming out here to the West Coast. We have the best clam chowder.
Burritos.
The best burritos. The best crab legs.
Hey, I do like burritos.
Hey, you're in the right place. San Jose.
I like burritos, chicken, and all that type of stuff.
Hey, you know what? Then I'm gonna challenge our roasters right now. Hit up Javon Hargrave on Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah.
Let him know about the best taquerias in the Bay Area. We're known for that. Also, the clam chowder. Are you a big seafood guy?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, you're in the right place.
Like salmon and stuff like that.
Oh,
you're in the right place.
Yeah. And Javon, who was your favorite player growing up? Any sport?
Favorite player? It's between football. Hate to say it was Troy Polamalu.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was a big Troy Polamalu fan. Basketball, it was between Allen Iverson and Kobe Bryant.
I like those answers. I like those
answers. No baseball for you?
Nah, I wasn't. I ain't really watched baseball.
You just disappointed my guy, man. He's the biggest Giants fan I know, no doubt. I love baseball, too. But
I just didn't get into it. Maybe because I wasn't that good in it, but I just didn't get into baseball. Like,
you had the Phillies out there. You weren't a big Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins, Philadelphia Phillies?
I knew of them, but I just didn't get into baseball. I'm more basketball and football.
A little too slow for me.
More basketball, football growing up.
Let's get into these fans, these Eagle fans. Now, I know you're not going to come on here and trash the Eagle fans, but I'll do it for you. They're the worst fan base of all time. I mean, they were throwing things at me and my guy over here, hot dogs, spitting on us, pouring beers on us. The reputation is well earned. Would you agree?
Yeah, they're going to get after you.
I had no idea what we're getting into. We're walking around Philadelphia on a Saturday with our Niners gear on. We go into Mitchell and S, and people are like, hey, you guys are serious? And we're walking around Philly and say, hey, be careful out there. Now we thought, all right, it's just another football game. We've been on the road before. But I swear to you, Javon, it felt you. Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
Oh, yeah, big Game of Thrones.
So you remember the Walk of Shame?
Oh, yeah.
It felt like when we walked into Lincoln Financial Field, it was the walk of shame. And we're like, oh, my gosh, this is different. This is very different. And then when we got out, one of the security guards said, hurry up and get out of here. Get in your Uber now. It was like the White Walkers was coming.
Nah, for real, though. Like, ooh, this, as I told my my family, he better not come with my jersey on.
What number are you going to wear? What number are you going to wear? Because Bosa got 97. What, did you pick a number yet?
Yeah, I'm 98.
Oh, you mean 98? Light, let's go.
Why 98?
Because I can't get 97.
They just went one up.
Did you even try to hit him up and see if there's a financial exchange or no? Because sometimes that happens.
I ain't even do it. I knew he had it. I knew it was going to be hard to get that. So it was over with.
Did you reach out to Jerry Rice, or has Jerry Rice reached out to you? Because he is like the ambassador of the 49ers, especially when it comes to the alumni. He was on the field rocking the iced out. I mean, it was bedazzled upon.
Yeah,
has he reached out to you, Jerry Rice?
No, I haven't talked to him yet.
Well, there's plenty of time to do that. We can't wait to see you when you're back. When you're coming back to the Bay Area, will you be out here for OTAs or training camp? When will we see you again on the West Coast?
I'll be out there for OTAs. I'll be out there the whole time for OTAs.
Well, we can't wait to visit you. Yeah. We can't wait to meet you officially. Welcome to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Bay Area.
Hell yeah.
This fan base is going to love you. You're going to love this fan base. I mean, Levi's Stadium is always a party every Sunday. And we're anticipating big, big things from not only you, but this football team. They're so close. And we would love for you to be in that parade down Marcus Street, hosting the Lombardi with the 49ers.
I'm trying to be part of them.
No doubt. Hey, Javon, welcome to the West Coast. Thanks for the time today. A lot of fun. Sound like a really cool dude, and our roasters are loving it. So welcome to the West Coast, man. Take care. Have a good day, and we'll see you for OTAs.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.